Today, July 1st, 2020, is exactly, let's see the time, 4:15 p.m. This is, I'm convening the, I'm Adriana Casnave, the chair of the KPFT Finance Committee, and I'm opening this meeting. Please, Madam Secretary, can you take the roll call?
Yes. Teresa?
Point of order.
Ted, we open the meeting and we have quorum, it's not point of order. Thank you very much. Nancy, please take the roll call.
I appeal from the decision of the chair.
The meeting is not open till we have quorum. You cannot appeal to anything yet.
We just took roll. We don't need to repeat what we just did.
Please, Ted. Nancy, go ahead and take the roll call, please.
For the recording. Teresa Allen. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Teresa,
hello?
Present.
Hello?
Teresa, present.
Thank you.
Teresa,
can you hear
present.
Me? Thank you. I'm present.
Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Adriana, present. William Crozier.
I'm still here.
William Crozier, present. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Lyndon Foley, present. Robert Gartner. Robert Gartner, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. Dwayne Lark. I cannot hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis. I cannot hear you, Mike. Marianne Martinez. I cannot hear you, Marianne. Susie Moreno. I cannot hear you, Susie. Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia,
yes.
I cannot hear you. What?
Yes.
Venetia's there. Okay, Venetia present. Nancy Tybar and I told me I'm here. Deborah Shafto. I cannot hear you, Deborah. Richard Uzel.
Present.
Richard present. Rita Washington. I cannot hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Sandy present. Ted Weisgall.
Here.
Ted Weisgall present. Bob Gartner, are you there? I cannot hear you, Bob. Are you muted? Susie Moreno, are you there?
Here.
Susie Moreno here. Okay. Well, Bob was here before. All right. A roll call. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 out of 16. We have quorum.
Perfect. Thank you. Madam Secretary, can you read the agenda for the record? The draft agenda before we open the agenda.
Okay. July 1st. Draft agenda. Chair calls to order. Secretary takes roll call. It's 5 minutes. Approve the agenda. 5 minutes. Approve minutes if available. Yes, June 17th is available. Review of KPFT financial statements, May 30th, 2020, 30 minutes. Review of spring 2020 fund drive, 10 minutes. And preliminary budget priorities, discussions and GM search paid ads, 55 minutes, and confirm next meeting. Adjourned at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Nancy. Anybody offer to approve the agenda?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Ted. What is the rule that was broken?
At our last meeting, one of the things that I requested was that we schedule a meeting when Judon Boney would be able to be present, considering the fact that he is not present, considering the fact that I just went to KPFTX and did not see this meeting posted as of 10 minutes ago on KPFTX, and because it appears as though the minutes from our last meeting are not available, I think we should postpone this meeting to as soon as possible with the presence of Judon Boney. I argue that this is an illegitimate meeting.
Ted, let me... I'm sorry, I'm speaking, thank you. That is not a point of order. A point of order is a rule that was broken. And I don't see any broken rule. And if you don't see the meeting posted in the KPFTX.org, please look again. I can send you pictures. It's posted there. Thank you very much. And I invite everybody. And we know that, probably... the IGM is working on PMB report for additional revenue generation. We have Markeisha, Nancy, please, Mark, Markeisha Vernon-Sampson, our business manager and president. Okay, two?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I apologize. Markeisha?
That's okay.
I object to the ruling of the chair.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You need to prove who has...
Doesn't matter. I object to the second ruling of the chair.
Please, please, you need to have a point of order that is a point of order. The committee will decide if you want to go ahead with the meeting or it's not a legal meeting because, like I said, it's posted. Everybody have the information and everybody can go ahead and check that the meeting is posted and was posted with the 7 days at least in advance. Is anybody else that want, I want to know what the committee meeting
is.
Do you want the committee members want to cancel this meeting? I want
to
hear. Who, Richard? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I think that was Ted that made a point of order that you ruled against. And then Bob tried to object to your ruling. He gets to do that by Robert's rules, and we have to vote on whether to abstain the chair or not abstain the chair.
I know, Richard. The only difference is that I didn't see a point. Ted,
that was your ruling. That was your ruling.
Ted failed to show that was a point on order. He's talking about a rule. It's not to gain a stack.
It's not debatable. It's not debatable. I don't think. It's just you ruled. Wait a minute, Adriana. You ruled, and then somebody objected to your ruling. That's a Robert's Rules of Order thing. You have to take a vote to see who sustains the chair.
What I asked, and you said that somebody objects. What I said is you cannot gain the staff asking for a point of order that is not a point of order. And certain things that...
that's your opinion. That was your ruling.
Somebody objected to your ruling. That is not debatable. It's not true. That is not debatable.
Richard
Ussel. The first thing is, the chair gives her her explanation, then somebody challenges, we hear what everybody have to say, and then the chair speaks last. That is the Robert's Rule of Order.
But there's a vote on whether to sustain,
Richard, you don't have the floor. What I'm asking is, somebody challenged my ruling? I want to hear that.
Point of order.
I'm asking who is challenging my ruling.
I am.
Perfect. Then, like I said, you didn't make a point of order. You know better because you are a parliamentarian and you are saying things that are not true. That the
point
meeting
of
is
order.
Illegal.
I have the right.
It's not one point of order on top of the other. It's a
point
of order.
Let mine come next, okay?
Discuss the point of order. We vote on the point of order, and then we will accept new point of order. That's Robert's Rule of Order. Ted challenged my ruling, And I said again, my explanation is, it's not an illegal meeting that he said because it was posted in advance with enough time and it's still posted into PFT.org. And it's up to this committee to make the decision if they want to go up or not. That is my ruling. Who wants to speak against me? Ask for the floor. And you don't speak till I give you the floor. Thank you.
I don't know where we're at now.
Who's asking the floor? Ted, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. First of all, I am staring at the KPFTX website right now, and it says Pacifica National Board Development Task Force, Wednesday, July 1, 2020, 8:30 p.m., canceled. Below that, it says Pacifica National Board regular meeting, Thursday, July 2nd, and it goes on from there. This meeting, as of this moment, is not posted in violation of CPB rules. Secondly, while a chair can make a ruling on a point of order, if the body, or if two members of the body, one who makes an appeal of the decision of the chair and someone seconds it, it becomes a debatable motion, and the chair can speak first or second and last. Everyone else only gets one opportunity. This is my one opportunity to say that because this meeting is not posted and because Judon Boney is not present, and he is the one who is supposed to provide us with a budget recommendation, and I would presume to defend that budget recommendation, and because the minutes of our last meeting are also not available, I contend that this is an illegal meeting and should be rescheduled, and it should be rescheduled and posted on KPFTX at the time the meeting is taking place.
May I speak for the chair, please?
What was said? I couldn't understand.
May I speak for the ruling of the chair? This is Patel Adams.
Yes.
Okay. Who said yes? Who said yes? Okay, I was like, that's not Adriana.
Oh, I know.
Adriana
told
you yes.
Okay. So, first of all, Ted, you know that those second two things you said, that Judon Boney not being here or the minutes, the previous minutes not posted, you know that does not make this an illegal meeting, first of all. So I just, that's you're just being debilitatory at that point. And second of all, I can't believe you don't know where you're supposed to look. You go to kpftx.org and you go to the monthly view. It's posted there.
Yeah.
So you're just wrong. And I think you owe everyone an apology for wasting our time.
Thank you. Who else wants the floor?
Better.
I mean, I'm sorry, Ted, but you don't have the floor. You already spoke. Who else wants the floor?
Nancy on the stack.
Nancy, go ahead.
And Teresa, yes. Allen also.
Teresa? On KPFT,
Nancy?
On KPFTX, it says KPFT Finance Committee meeting. And then on the second one, underneath, it's a development meeting that was canceled. So there's no cancellation of the KPFD Finance Committee meeting. And I sent the minutes from last month, maybe, I don't remember, maybe 30 minutes or 40 minutes. I don't remember. And then I sent to Ted, again, just now, to Ted. And I sent Ted a picture of the KPFDX.org, KPT, that it was not canceled. Today's meeting was not canceled. So his only complaint left is that Judon is not here, but Judon, Adriana said, is working on the how we're going to make the money for staying within the budget, which is what the IED ordered. That's all. I'm finished.
Can we go on?
Madam Chair? Hello? Teresa Allen on the stack? Hello?
It's happening. Go ahead, Teresa. You have the floor.
Okay. Yes, Ted, I think you're mistaken. If you go to the calendar, you can see that this is posted. I also sent out the minutes from the March 17th meeting. They are basically the same minutes that I sent out, I believe, on April 21st. Actually, I sent them out twice. The first time they were, it was only part of the minutes, and the second one were complete minutes, and that's what got me confused. So you've had them all the time, and I've just redone them and sent them out again tomorrow with very few changes. So we should be able to approve the March minutes.
Okay. We're not talking about those.
But the issue is that, yes, I have seen the minutes. I have seen the minutes of today, but I didn't have a chance to really read them because they really came out late.
Teresa, may I remind you that we are talking about the point of order? If you are against or for the point of order, the TED.
Yes, I was addressing his points. One was that he didn't see this on KPFTX. It is on KPFTX. I'm confirming that.
Thank you. Anybody else? I have the picture too. Anybody else wants to talk in this point of order? If not, Madam Secretary, can you take the roll? Yes,
I thought I did.
To say chair and no against the chair.
Oh, excuse me? You want me to take the roll again?
Yes,
no.
Please. Yes. Point of order. We need to vote in the point of order. My point of order, my ruling was challenged. And then we spoke about that. Please take the roll.
Okay,
yes,
ruling of the chair.
Yes. A vote of no is against the ruling of the chair. Please go ahead.
You're breaking up a little bit. Okay, so everybody understands yes means you favor the chair's ruling and no means you favor Ted's opposition. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Allen, yes. William Crozier.
Yes.
William Crozier, yes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
William, Lyndon Foley, yes. Robert Gartner.
No, I don't.
No. Okay, Robert, no.
I don't know how Adriana can switch from denying it the point of order to saying it never really said it was a point of order. I don't know what I'm voting on.
Of a vote, and you respect
yeah,
the other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I've heard all that.
You have the
I've
option to
that.
Vote. You didn't.
No, I vote no.
Please, Secretary, continue with the vote.
Okay. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne, I did not hear you. Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis, I did not hear you. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez, I did not hear you. Susie Moreno. Susie,
yes.
I cannot hear you. Yes. Susie, yes. Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia, can I hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Venetia, yes. Nancy Tabar and I told me, yes. Deborah Chasto. Deborah, I cannot hear you. Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Richard, you abstain. Rita Washington. Rita, I cannot hear you. Sandy Weinman.
Abstain.
Sandy, abstain. Ted Weisgall.
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. That's Teresa, William, Lyndon, Susie, Venetia, Nancy, Ted. That's 7 yes. And chair, no is 1. 1 no. And
I vote
2 abstentions. Yes.
Okay, I vote yes. We have 8.
Eight yes, then, with the chair's vote. 8-1.
The chair was sustained. Please, can we have a motion to approve the agenda? And then we'll open if somebody wants to add anything else.
So moved. Nancy moves to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is anybody that wants to add something to the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa. Teresa, go ahead.
You add the add to the approval of the March 17th minutes, which I have sent out twice now.
Well, yes, the next one is approval of minutes, and this is next, the approval
thank
of
you.
The agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, hearing nothing else, we are, the agenda
well, I have
is
something
approved.
To say. I
okay.
have something
Bob,
to stack. If anybody is on this call and is muted, hang up and call back. That's what I had to do.
Back.
Okay. Thank you.
Sandy for the stack.
The agenda is approved. We go to approval of the minutes. The first one is Teresa, go ahead. Which they say exactly the date, and I hope that everybody look at the minutes. It's March 16th.
Sandy tried
right?
it. Sandy, Sandy asked
I did
for,
ask.
Before,
I did hear Sandy Weinman to be included on the stack. Maybe you
I
didn't
asked,
hear him,
yes.
Chair. I'm sorry. What?
Sandy for the stack, please.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you. In terms of the agenda. I was trying to get a word in edgewise. I'd like to hear from Markeisha first, before anything else. Give us a current report on finances. Respect, you know, be respectful of the time, too.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that I don't know, if anybody wants to put it like a point, we can add it that we're thinking that when we talk about the next point after the minutes, obviously we will, that's why we have Markeisha here. Well, whatever the members want.
Maybe I didn't hear correctly, but is Markeisha the next thing, her report?
No, her report is what we are, the next point after approval of minutes, Nancy is talking
sorry.
About.
What am I supposed to do? I'm sorry, I was talking with SBCA. Somebody abandoned a kitten here, and I had to give it to them. I'm finished with that now. I didn't hear what's going on. I'm sorry.
When is Markeisha supposed to give her report in terms of the order?
We are not asking for a report. We can ask Markeisha, like I said, if you see there that we have 2 points where we need her expertise, and we can ask questions to her. Who have the agenda in front of them, please? Anybody have the draft agenda?
Teresa has it. I have it.
Okay, Teresa, can you tell me the after
it's
minute
item,
approval?
As soon as we approve the minutes, item number 4 is review of KPFT financial statements, which you have sent
okay.
out, so we can ask Markeisha questions as soon as we approve the minutes.
Thank you. I was trying to explain, but I didn't remember which point that was. It's okay, that
thank you.
Sandy?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Then, Teresa, you have the floor for the minutes. They are March 16, 2020, right?
They are March 17, 2020.
Oh, sorry. 17,
and I sent them out yesterday, and I also sent them out on the 21st of April. And I may have even sent them out last month, but I'm
okay.
sure they've been sent out twice.
Thank you. Does anybody have the minutes that Teresa sent? I hope that you do.
Yeah, we got them.
Okay.
We have them.
Do we have any objection to approve the minutes or any correction? We always know that we can send correction later on, too. But do I have?
I have a correction.
Okay, go ahead, Ted.
We're talking about the March 17th minutes?
Yes.
Okay, it says under, I guess, 1A, and then there's an roll call, and it says Ted Weisgall left the call before roll call. I did not leave the call, I just did not speak up.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I can't
correct that. Okay. Teresa, can you correct that in a minute?
I will. I will be happy to do that. But it would have been nice if you would have. It would have been nice if you would have said you were there. But I mean, I understand the problem because we had that problem, that very serious echo problem. Thank you. I will
exactly.
fix that.
Thank you. And if it's not any other corrections, nobody have any objections, we approve the minutes of March 17, 2020, are approved. The next minutes, Nancy, which is the date of your minutes?
Minutes available for approval, I sent today, I think. It's June 17th minutes, but I don't think people had time to digest it. It was two weeks ago. So
okay.
I moved to allow more time.
Okay, is anybody that wants to postpone because they didn't have enough time to review those minutes?
This is Teresa. I moved to postpone to our next meeting. Postpone approval.
Perfect. Any objection to Teresa postponing the minute for the next meeting? We are in none. The June 16 minutes are postponed to the next meeting. Okay. The next point, Teresa, you told me. I'm sorry, but I don't have the agenda in front of me. It's difficult to manage.
Financial statements, Madam Chair. Financial statements.
Okay. Does anybody wants to talk about the issue? Everybody received it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody wants the floor? We can ask, how many minutes do we have there for this?
30.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question real fast?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you a question real fast?
Yes, please.
Are you, there's an email, I think, from Teresa that said that you were accepting, like, suggestions or something like that, or priorities. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, that is will be later. The first thing, we are talking about the financials, that the date is May 31st, 2020. If anybody have any problem with that, anybody want to ask any question about that, because then after that, we can talk about the fund drive, and then we can ask questions. But is anybody that have a specific question about the financial statement of May 31st, 2020?
This is Teresa Allen.
Teresa?
Yes.
And Bill.
I would like Markeisha to tell me, if you can, how much we made in vehicle donations, and also if you can tell me how we can tell how much we specifically made from the pledge drive.
Okay, Markeisha, do you want to answer any of those questions?
Okay, you can look at the financial statements to see what we got in car donations. For this last fund drive, we made $103,000.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
That's just from car donations?
There's a line on the financial statement that says car donations.
I didn't look at it.
Ask for the floor. Bob, if you want to be on the
floor. May I have the floor?
No, we have Bill Crozier before. You want to be, I can teach you the stack. Bill, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Good. Bill?
Can you hear me now?
You have the floor.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. And the $103K, was that pledges or was that fulfillment? Is that the actual revenue that we got?
That's pledges.
Okay. I guess I'm really concerned about revenue because, you know, the last 3 months of the year are always the dry period. You know, it's hard to get donations. And mm-hmm. with the coronavirus and, you know, a lot of people unemployed and everything else, it's still going to be even tougher. And, you know, although it shows we have a, you know, net profit of $22,000 for the year, to date. You know, typically we have to have a lot more than that to break even by the end of September, because the revenues are typically so low, and it's hard to get money during the last, you know, during the August. And this last fund drive, which I know I guess those figures included the quiet, there was 3 weeks of quiet drive before the 2 weeks of more active pitching. Was that correct also?
Yes, that's everything.
Okay.
That one number.
So, you know, we can't do a 5 week drive, whether it's combination quiet and active pitching or what, every other month. And that's, it looks like that's kind of what it would take to break even by the end of the year. And I also, as far as cash flow, I know this wouldn't be in the income statement, but we need to generate a surplus so that we can contribute towards the payment towards the loan. And I realize we got Pacifica, I got that federal grant, but that's only going to last for a few weeks, and we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt that need to be paid. So I still don't see an answer how we're going to pay the loan. And KPFT, I mean, it's really critically important we pay central services and our part of the payments on the loan. Is there a plan for that, or is that going to be in what Judon's working on, or do you know?
I'm not sure. I am the business manager. I do not raise money. I know that we need the money, but I do not raise money. So
yeah, I understand. I don't have an
answer for that. I don't necessarily have an answer. Yes, we're in dire straits. We know that.
And then,
but I don't know how we're going to come out of it.
Any other questions?
Well, are you? Do you have any projections as to how much longer we'll be able to maintain the spending at the current rate?
We currently, right now,
before
we'll
be drain our bank
July,
accounts,
July 31st.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
And right now, we have enough operating expenses to get us through July 31st. But with the money from the PPP, of course, they have to pay us for 2.5 months. So then we still get, that goes, I guess, through August 31st. So I don't know what's going to happen beyond that. We're supposed to go back in the drive in August 1st, from the meeting that I had with Robin on yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bob?
Mm-hmm. Dwayne to the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne. Sandy for the stack. I'd ask, please.
Okay. I have Bob Garner first.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Bob Garner, you have the floor. I'm the chair. You ask for the floor.
I don't want the floor.
Perfect. Thank you. Dwayne?
Let me just acknowledge and thank Markeisha for her work and consistency, and I give my condolences for her loss.
Thank you.
I would say that, as Bill just referred, I mean, some of the things he's saying we've been going through because you've been here consistently. We've been going through this since way before Dwayne Bradley, and certainly through Dwayne Bradley. And the fact that we have to do fund drives for 4 or 5 weeks is nothing new. So I just don't understand why he and others get on the finance committee and always talking about what we don't have, but never have any suggestions on how to get more. And anybody can cite, anybody can look at a document and complain and say what you can't do and what you're not doing, but to never, ever, ever have a suggestion on how to create new money streams and how to go out and get new money or to donate more money. It just makes folks' lives difficult and stressful and whatever. But you know all those things he's saying. You've heard him say it for years. He's been very consistent about it. And to answer the question that he asked you, that is the purview of the manager and a development director, if we had one, is that he will pay for, and he's working on it right now. That's why he's not wasting his time on this call to be paroled about why you don't have this or how you don't cut this when ain't nothing to cut. Same old language, same old word, same old. But the PMD and the IED required all managers to come up with a report and a proposal on what are their concepts of how they're going to raise additional funds, and in many cases, not to create a surplus, but just to make up the 30% deficit, which we don't have. These people, some of these people on this call won't even acknowledge and appreciate. But there's one or two of our stations around the network that have a 20% or 30% deficit. And you guys are operating probably more efficiently, notwithstanding the fact that there are people who are withholding their money donated because they want to make Jalen look bad. But to answer his question, anybody else who have a question, all managers have been required to come up with a plan. And that plan, hopefully, some of the people on this finance committee, particularly those who are so concerned about the lack of finances, would actually send him an email saying, these are some ideas that I have that I will help you with in order to raise additional funds this quarter. But I don't expect that because it ain't happened to this date. But in closing,
Bill, may I respond to that? Sorry.
Absolutely, you will respond to it, but not while I'm talking. You can't, and you know the decorum. And I didn't interrupt you, but you think you have privilege to interrupt me anytime you want to. But as I stated before,
Mayor,
you interrupted me. So you're gonna do it again? Do you have no sense of decency? No sense of shame? I guess not. But in closing, I think we all have a responsibility instead of complaining and trying to cite things that people can't do and haven't done, and the six managers before them haven't done it. I think we ought to come up with suggestions that we're going to own, that we're going to help the station, the little station that could and ain't, that we're going to take ownership on raising some funds. And Teresa did challenge all of us to commit. And I'd like to ask her how many did commit, how many of the 24 members of the board that she challenged to stand up and raise or donate, how many did that? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sandy, you're next to the
staff. May I respond?
No, Bill. Just a second. Markeisha, thank you for being on the call, and sorry for your the difficult things. Keisha, in simple terms, you just said we had enough cash to get through the end, and then maybe a month beyond that, if the loan gets translated into actual cash in our account, it won't. Are you communicating clearly with Judon Boney? Are communications amongst staff?
May I ask, please, Sandy?
I have the floor. I asked a question.
Please do not mention people by name. Our employees, we don't want liability.
I asked a question. I asked if communications staff. That's what I asked. Thank you.
She communicate with the staff. Markeisha, do you want to answer?
Yes, we have weekly staff meetings. Yes, we do.
Okay, so Markeisha, would it surprise you to learn that during a programmers meeting where management was present, that it was intimated that we were in the best cash position we've been in years, and that we had at least 3-4 months cash in the bank?
Where did you get that information?
During a programmers meeting this week.
I can't speak to that.
Okay, thank you. That's all I needed. I'm not trying to badger you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lyndon for the staff.
Lyndon?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Markeisha. I'm looking at the May listener support. It's about 40,000. And the pledge drive came in about 104. The fact they had a quiet drive. What I'm trying to get to is looking at the May number, knowing what we got in the drive. What is the what is an estimate for the June listener support? Would it be, and I guess, I mean, June's June's over, so you might have an idea on the revenue side. Do what?
No, I haven't had a chance. June was just ended yesterday. I have not.
Well,
had a chance.
Yeah, I know. But, okay. Okay. Well, I'm guessing it's going to be about 60,000, 70,000, maybe. Okay. So, how much do we owe Central Services at this point?
We owe for May and June. So.
Do what?
We owe for May and June, so $24,000.
May and June and September of last year.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you're the business manager now. Okay.
Do what?
I say you're the business manager now. Okay.
No, right, no. Was it September or October? I mean, we've gotten details from Nita.
Please don't say Nita. Please don't. Oh my God. But if you keep relying on them, you can please do that. But I don't know how many times I've told you that information is not accurate.
And they have
one more. Dwayne. Dwayne. I have one more question. You told me, or I requested a forecast for the last 4 or 5 months, probably that last 5 months, and you said you would get it to me, and that was, I guess, in the March meeting, I think. Maybe April meeting. No, I never got a forecast.
Okay, I'll look in the emails for that. I mean, gosh, there's only one of me. But I'll look and see where it is.
But do you remember that conversation?
I do remember that conversation. That's why I find it hard to believe that you didn't get it. So I'll go back and look through my email.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have questions for Makisha or Bruce?
Well, Bill, and especially since I was mentioned by name by another
speaker,
respond.
You are asking for the floor, Bill?
Yes, please.
Richard asked for the stack also.
Richard, okay. Richard, you said. Teresa, did I hear you too? No. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, Dwayne incorrectly said I hadn't done anything to help improve income or revenue, and just to remind everybody, we had a motion that this committee passed last month that I authored to increase listenership and revenue, and it was to advise, make recommendations to management, and I was going to ask if anything has been is happening with that, because the programmers I've been talking to haven't heard anything.
What
was dealing with
question?
Operations, some changes to operations.
Question. Bill, can you tell me what the question is,
Marquisha?
For who?
What's the status of the motion that this committee passed that I authored last month? It was recommendations to management to increase listenership and revenue.
Don't you mean that they are not trying to increase revenue or membership? You need any
point of order.
It has some specifics on how to do it, and I'm just wondering if anything's happening with that.
Did you say
point of
the
order.
Specifics, Bill?
You want me to read the specifics? I won't read the whole motion. I'll just read the resolve part. May I do that?
Point of order.
Can you wait for Bill to finish, or you want the point of order before Bill?
Well, I think he made his point.
Confusion, I can read.
I don't.
Oh my God!
I'd like to
hear.
Nancy on the stack, please.
I can't understand what you're saying, Adriana. You're breaking up.
Yes, when everybody talks and I see all the mics that are open, that's what happened. My question is, Marquisha, do you have you have any information to give Bill, or we don't?
Marquisa, are you muted?
Madam Chair, that's a point of order on the floor.
Okay, I think that I believe that Marquisa is not here anymore. Marquisa? Okay, who's the point of order? Who asked for a point of order?
Dwayne.
No, Bob asked for, and you told him to wait till Bill finished. Bob asked for a point of order.
Who asked for a point of order?
Are you there, Adriana? Because you can't get over me.
I'm sorry, I cannot
understand.
Bob.
I requested a point of privilege. Bob is not answering you right now.
Okay. Dwayne, go ahead. I see that people keep dropping from our call.
I hear Bob very faintly.
I hear him too.
So he's not muted. He thinks he's muted, but it's like something is over his telephone or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder about muting.
Okay.
Because I never got an answer to that.
We hear you.
We can hear you now.
I'm
asking Bob.
Yeah, well, Adriana, why don't you just go ahead and talk the entire meeting? Because I made a point of order, and then you started asking Bill questions.
I'm asking you. I'm calling you, and nobody can hear you.
No, I'm not talking about that, Adriana. I'm talking about what you've been doing.
What is your point of order?
Are you ready to give me the floor?
What is your point of order?
My point of order is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but how can we conduct activities out of this committee without having those motions go to the LSB first?
What is your point of order? That is not the point of order. What is your point of order?
Where is the order in that? Explain that to me.
Mr. Gardner, you cannot win.
Have you been listening?
Give me
I don't think you've been listening, Adriana. You've been too busy talking.
You need to tell me which rule was broken. That is for that, sir.
Well, I guess you just don't get it.
Madam Chair.
Maybe someone else could explain what I'm talking about.
I think I can, Bob, if the chair will allow me.
Thank you.
Yes, please. He understands better when it's a man talking to him. Please, Dwayne Lark, explain to him.
Madam Chair, and to the members. I believe what Bob is pointing out is, not taking this opportunity to do my point of privilege, but they kind of entwine with each other. Bill indicated that he got a motion passed at a previous meeting that basically addressed programmers and how programmers could do certain things. And he's asking, how is it that this subcommittee of the LSB, which has little or no authority, and notwithstanding the LSB don't have much either with respect to programmers, but how could that go directly to the manager or programmers and not go through the LSB for authorization first? That's what he's asking.
Thank you.
Okay.
May I address that? This is Bill.
I am
no.
That's in plain English.
No.
Plain English.
The question is to the chair, not to Bill.
Bob, you need to respect other people too. My question to you and my answer to you is, that is not a point of order. If you want to ask a question, ask for the staff. You have three people for you. Then don't use a point of order to gain position. Next one is Richard Yusel. Richard?
Okay, I'm here. I have a question for Marquisa. Marquisa, I don't know about your
Marquisa said that she's trying to call back, But the company is telling her that the line is busy. I'm telling you what I received just now from Maskeja. She said
I'll wait until she gets back to ask.
Okay.
This is Duane with a point of personal privilege. A request for personal privilege, that is.
Go ahead with your point of personal privilege, Duane.
Well, Ted just called me and indicated he was dropped and wanted to know if everybody was dropped. So obviously there's something going on with the lines, and some may believe you're doing it, but obviously not. Yes. There's something going on with the lines. We have
only six people that I can see on the call. I don't know what's going on.
I asked Ted to call back in. He said he was dropped, so I asked him to call back in. If that happens, that's what you need to do, just call back in. Now, my point of personal privilege is that Bill misunderstood me when he responded that I said that he wasn't doing anything. But I said we're members on this call. There are members on this call. I didn't use his name, even though I did previously use his name. But in that statement, I specifically said that there are members on this call who have not done anything nor brought any ideas forward. And in his further comment to respond to that, I still don't see anything specific that he wants to do, that specifically he will take ownership to, as opposed to giving other folks charges. That's my point.
Nancy, I can see that Nancy is not on the call neither. We have only five people now, and somebody is dropping people, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm video of this, okay? I'm taking the video of what is going on because obviously somebody is sabotaging the meeting. Okay?
Well, I don't know why it is.
Well, Nancy?
I wish Bill would respond to that, since he wanted to point first privilege on the previous thing. What is he doing specifically instead of giving other folks suggestions? What is he going to do to raise money?
Susie to the stack. Susie to the stack.
I even think the chair has fallen off now.
Can you hear?
I can hear you, but I think the chair is falling off the call. So
I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you, and that's what I was thinking. I mean, many of us can say what to do, but if we don't do it and get started on it, then just to say things isn't going to help and get any revenue.
Yep, that's some people's technique.
Exactly. Just to tell other people what to do is not going to help. You're going to have to do it yourself also, or start it.
Are we the only two on the call?
I think so.
I'm wondering what's going on here.
No, this is Richard. I'm still here.
Okay, Richard. Who else is still on the call? Does the Ted dropped off? Ted can't get back on? Marquisa can't get back on?
Should I, at this point, just make a point of order just for the hell of it?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Oh, is this what system are we on for the call? Do you know?
Maestro.
Okay. Well, so many people have keys to that. Ain't no telling who doing it. Adrian Lagulette could be doing it. I don't know.
If we ever get to the point, now she only said there were like six people on the call, but if that call gets over 25, I think it does start getting weird. I think it starts dropping people and stuff, but with six, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. Well, we've been having some real issues with Maestro at the PNB level, and that's why our king, Alex, he acts like one sometimes. Anyway, he decided he's been using, conference call, what is it, Zoom.
Yeah, the only thing I think Zoom adds to it is a picture of us, and, you know, I don't know that I want my picture.
Well, no, you can, it, when you come up on it, it will tell you, do you want to add video or not, or Zoom
that's
always
right.
gives
that's
you
right.
just a call
yeah.
in. You don't even have to use that link. You can use the call-in number. So you can avoid.
That's
true. I never put my sister up.
Yeah, so Nick, that's true.
Nick, not that I don't think I'm handsome or nothing, but, hey, it's no,
hey,
no
hey.
Haircut.
Who would argue with it?
No haircuts in the last couple of months with COVID. No, I'm not going to let any barber breathe on me.
Hey, y'all. Yes, Nancy said that her and Adriana are trying to get back in and be, I think.
Well, maybe if we all hung up, we would kind of flush the line or something and call back in. Maybe that's the solution. I don't know.
This is Teresa.
Uh-huh.
I was knocked off. I called in about 8 times. I'm calling from my cell. I was getting a busy signal when I called back in.
Wow.
And I still have my question.
You know, Maestro may operate VoIP, V-O-I-P, Richard, and that, you know, the internet has just been so abused here during COVID with everybody at home. And so that may be exacerbating Maestro's problem.
So they're all trying to get in, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. So who all is kicked off?
Everybody almost.
Nancy, B.
Oh.
Sounds like Lyndon was kicked off. Lyndon and Bob, Ted.
Donna. Nancy.
You know, while we're waiting, Duane, I made a challenge and I said, let's see if everybody can ask 10 people.
You didn't hear me refer to that? I referred to that. Now, I asked you a question. You must have been off. I asked you a question. How many people out of the 24 stepped up to your challenge?
Well, this is the deal. When I mentioned to you, I don't know whether it was in a finance committee meeting or an LSB meeting, if you had said, okay, I rise to the challenge, I'll call 10 people. You know, I don't care if you call 10 people and only one of them said yes, they would give. But when I make a challenge like that, if somebody makes it, meets the challenge, other people will jump on board.
Here's my challenge. I'm always challenged. I know you guys have a super majority. And you guys are running the show. So I'm not going to step up and set an example. I'm expecting one of the 17 of you, and you mentioned it, I expect 6 or 7 or 8 of those 17 that you run with to do it. Not me and one of the 7 that I associate with. I want some leadership and some examples. So no, I didn't step up to it. I want to see which of your cohorts step up to it. And you still haven't answered the question. How many stepped up to it?
And you keep mentioning that we have a supermajority, but this is a team effort. And if you're not with us, I mean, I would rather not have the obstructiveness. I mean, if we could try to work on something together, at least we could agree that everybody needs to raise money.
No doubt about that. And I have been working. I've actually been donating, actually. I've actually been getting membership. I've actually put my dime in on the national level in order to take care of some of the issues that I had to take out of my pocket with respect to moving the last IGM out of position. So what I'm suggesting, though, is that if I was in the leadership, this is how I operate, if I was in the leadership, I would be setting an example. But since I'm not in the leadership, I don't feel as though I need to set an example. I need example from those who are in leadership. That would be the chair, the vice chair, the treasurer, et cetera.
We all need to set an example.
That ain't how life works. Leaders lead. Leaders set examples. That's how life works.
Well, I was leading even when I wasn't on the board. And you criticized me for not going after Larry Winters. But when Larry Winters was the general manager, I wasn't even on the board. But I was.
It
still.
Doesn't matter. You came to meetings and you asked your opinion, and you never asked what he was doing or what he was doing. So let's just be honest with each other. You guys were silent when an Anglo was in place, and now you are all up in arms that an African American is in place only for 6 months. And Winters was in place for 14 or 16 months. And I give the fact that he was a volunteer. So he did have a right not to do nothing. He didn't show up at not one meeting. He did not show up and get a report at one LSB meeting in 14 months. And Bill and nobody else complained.
Right. I talked to him, and you know, and I asked for reports. We asked for written reports. You know, the man was holding down a job.
The man
coming into
the
room. You know,
the man had a number holding down a because he was absent and AWOL.
Could, you know what? Could I?
You know, Dwayne, let's get together and have coffee. We can sit 6 foot away and wear masks.
I will. I'll do that with you, Cerise, because we've worked together before. I can remember when you raised that $10,000 with those with the paper effort. And so I've always given you credit and acknowledged your work. But those other 16 or 17 that you lock, stock, in a barrel with, who basically also insulated Wayne Bradley and almost prevented us from getting rid of that cancer. I'm willing to work with you. I'm willing to work with you. Go ahead, Richard.
Is Richard. May I respond to your several questions in there? As to other people up in their ante or whatever, I doubled in the last pledge drive that was a few weeks ago. I doubled my monthly amount, and when you talk about people supporting past GMs or IGMs and not supporting the current IGM, I wasn't here when there were other IGMs, I don't think. I got here and Judon got here about the same time, and I've tried very hard and continue to be supportive of Judon. So don't include me in that.
You were here with Jack. You were right there when they
Okay. I didn't know.
He was six months, and ain't nobody complained about
was
nothing
here 6 months?
Doing. He was there for 6 months, and ain't nobody asked him about raising no money.
I don't. Well, I've tried to be supportive of Judon, so let's not lump me in with people who aren't supportive. Thank you.
I won't. But you're still in the supermajority, and I still believe y'all have the juice to move things forward and do whatever you want to do. When we had the juice,
well, when you talk about y'all, please don't include me because I'm different. You know, I'm not y'all.
Yeah,
well, how can you not be y'all and you vote with 16, 17 the same way almost 95% of the time? How can you not be y'all?
Well, let me say this. When I was on the finance committee last year, I was on the finance committee with Linda. Linda has considerable financial experience. We asked for paperwork. It went through Don Freeman, and we never got it. Okay, then Jack came in, and we started the process again because I don't think I can just ask directly from Markeisha for stuff. You know, I go through the GM. We asked Jack. To my knowledge, Jack was asking her for that information. You know, I try, as a board member, I don't bully people and order staff around. I try to go through, and I say, you know, am I asking for too much? You know, if a staff member says they're going to do things, especially an interim general manager or a general manager, if they say they're going to do something, if I come to a meeting, I'm going to say, how did that go? And I'm going to follow up. You know, I asked, where's the equipment that was supposed to be in Galveston? Nobody seemed to know where it was. You know, Don didn't seem to know where it was. Bob didn't know where it was. And so I asked.
Can I address that question? Because the management team, way back in October at the national level, got into that. So the history of that is that equipment, the chain of command and the custody of possession, as they would say in legal terms, the custody of possession of that equipment was not ever in the hands of Don, so why would he know where it is? Never seen it. Was never in the hands of Markeisha. Was never in the hands of anybody at that station, of Naboo. It was always between Bill Coulter and the engineer, Brightwell. So that's where the question lies. web equipment either, because the equipment was originally brought from Brightwell's house, allegedly, and that's where the custody of possession was broken. So you can't ask anybody at the station where the equipment is. They never have possession of it.
May I respond?
Absolutely.
Okay. The equipment was in Brightwell's house, and he said, I am moving. And, of course, we drug our feet, and he said, listen, I'm moving. You need to take this equipment. Bill took the equipment, and he gave it to Don Freeman. And there was a witness to that. It happened right there in the lobby of the station, okay? A couple months later, Don Freeman said, oh, I don't remember you giving it to me. I started asking, trying to figure out where in the station is it. Was it like the Martin Luther King, you know, banner that was put in the lobby and somehow misplaced? Where was that equipment? And then fortunately, because I kept asking, at one point, Markeisha said, well, that's in Bobby's office. So I haven't seen it yet, but I think as a board member, when you're dealing with a piece of equipment that, you know, is supposedly in the possession, we have generators, we have boards, we have pieces of equipment. We need to know where they are. And, you know, I think it's my responsibility to keep following up on it. Now, I'm not going to hold Markeisha responsible, but she did say, oh, I know where that piece of equipment is, and that's the thing.
Okay, now, can I respond? May I respond?
Sure.
Okay, now, you just alluded a few minutes ago to a professional process and decorum. When you ask someone something who in position like a business manager or a manager, it's an expectation that you're going to receive a response, right? Especially if they make a commitment to respond, right? Now, here's another professional tip. If I'm a professional, as Brightwell is supposed to be, since he's been in a very critical position in radio, maybe as critical as the manager, don't you believe that if I get over thousands of dollars of equipment, I'm going to have someone sign for it so I will be able to prove that they receive it and not just somebody's opinion or hearsay? So something wrong with that picture from my professional decorum and experience.
May I respond?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Bill brought the piece of equipment to the station, and I did say to Bill, I said, Bill, did you get somebody to sign for it when you gave it to Don? And he didn't. But I happen to know that there was a witness that it was passed on. You know, if Don would have been maybe, well, either of them could have said, hey, here, I want to sign. When I give cash to Robin, I want her to give me a receipt. When I give cash to Markeisha, I want to get a receipt. Whenever somebody, you know, inventory, that, you know, people should sign a receipt. You know, Bill is not a paid employee, and he was doing us a favor to actually bring the equipment back to us. I'm just glad that we've got the equipment. I think we have the equipment.
I don't know. That's my point. And I still don't gloss over the fact that when you are passing on equipment, especially thousands of dollars,
you should get a receipt.
Everything is owned by the foundation. That you're going to get a receipt, and you're going to have some sign a piece of paper saying you received, they received it. So, Mr. Brightwell, being the professional we expect that he would be, should have a document or a video of someone, whether it was Don or whomever, that received the equipment. And they didn't hold somebody responsible. But frankly, I've caught Bill in too many lies to believe what Bill's testimony would be.
See, I think the issue is that he got the equipment from Brightwell. You know, that's not the issue.
The issue is everybody should have a receipt for something.
Well,
and I think anybody who's professional, anybody who's turned over documentation, for instance, when I went and relieved the former IGM, I covered myself by making sure he signed documentation, and I kept a copy for myself, and I forwarded it up to the foundation to HR. See, I know how things are done professionally when you want to be able to protect yourself and protect your integrity. And so if there's no paper trail, then it didn't happen.
Is this meeting going to go on, or is just discussion going to go on? Is Markeisha back on the line? I had a question for her.
They can't get on. Nobody can get on, sounds like. So I think we're just having a little conversation about home. But before we leave the line, I want Teresa to know I take her up on her offer, because I'm a reasonable man that sometimes sound unreasonable when I see that I'm overwhelmed. And it's just like any soldier. When you surround it and besiege, you going to do your nature, which is to fight your way out. But if any of you are willing to sit down, because
they have coffee?
I do tea. I just don't do liquor. But I'm willing to do it virtually. We can have coffee. I can have my tea in front of me. You can have your coffee in front. We can do it on Zoom, because it ain't about me. It's about the foundation. And if I haven't proven that in the last 11 years, because I ain't never asked for a show, and I've been producing radio for 35 years on other radio stations, making money for myself and others. So I ain't never tried to get on KPFT, because I knew if I did get a show, I was two things going to happen. I was going to be accused of using my board position for leverage. And number two, my show was going to be taken from it because of my mouth. So, I ain't never been interested in that. But I'm willing to sit down with you guys and try to come up with some type of synergy and have a discussion.
I would like to go on record as saying I don't have anything from Galveston.
Uh-huh.
I do not have any Galveston equipment.
I would like to go on record as saying that,
that's not true. I have a sand dollar here.
I've been working with you, but I've never tried to get a show. And I haven't tried.
And what about it? You would probably be good. You'd probably have a variant of the show. That's the sad part about it, Teresa. I think you could make interesting content and some good interviews. And I know I could, too.
Hey, Lyndon.
Hey, maybe I could ask y'all the question. Y'all are pretty knowledgeable people. The question I was going to ask Markeisha is, don't we have a summer sizzle that happens in August, and isn't that going to happen the beginning of next month?
She did say that the next one is up. She didn't call it a sizzle, but we've been doing that for years. She didn't say, on top of Bill saying we can't have 4 weeks or every 8 weeks we can't have a fundraiser. Why not? Especially during COVID. What's wrong with that? There are foundations and nonprofits.
Are they talking about starting one again at the 1st of August?
I don't know if it's the 1st of August, but she did say August.
Well, we're going to make some money on that, so that's going to get us down the road a ways. So.
My question is this. When she said that we had enough, when Markeisha said we had enough money.
To July.
July. July.
Yes.
Did that include giving all of our money to central services?
No, I don't believe so. I think she was really talking about bare knuckle bills and payroll. That's what I think she was talking about.
And the thing to July didn't include any of that PP, whatever it is, PVP.
Right. She indicated that should take them to August and September, the PPP money, to take them.
Plus,
to August
if we have a short drive in August, we'll be further down. We'll get into the fall.
Right, October, November, and then we do our last fund drive, August, September, in October. So
October.
In
yeah.
other words, things are not as dire as they could be. Anybody in their reasonable mind know that we're not where we want to be, but we ain't having to close the doors. That's the bottom line. And I still believe, Teresa, you and I, and if Richard want to join us and others, I'm willing to step up.
Where do you want to meet?
Let's say PNB commitments. Let me look at the PNB calendar, because, as you know, between finance,
mm-hmm.
strategic planning, personnel, CNB, and government, I probably have 5 or 6 meetings this coming week. I would tentatively say
no wonder you're so stressed.
Well, I would actually I'm not stressed. No. I'm just an excitable guy, man. That's all.
There you go.
You know, I mean, without passion, what the hell do you have? That's my position. So Sunday, I think Sunday the 5th, I would make a special accommodation because I know with PNB and we're the only ones in Houston that meet on Sunday outside of KPFA. So I would say Sunday evening, you, I, and anyone else can get on Zoom and have a come to Jesus meeting and see where we can create some sentence.
So you're thinking Sunday evening with Zoom, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you get back with me? So you're saying you're free Sunday evening?
I'm going to make Sunday evening. Normally, that's the time I spend with my grandchildren, but I'll do that Saturday and Friday. Okay. And I'm going to make an exception so I can show good faith that I am willing to make sacrifices.
Now, this is going to be a Zoom? This is going to be a Zoom meeting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I put on a clean shirt.
Oh, so you don't turn your camera on? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I try not to.
So let's be clear. We don't have a governor or an MSRC meeting on the 5th, right?
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
Okay,
hey
good.
Guys, I'm going to get off this call because it's 5:30 and it's not happening.
Right. Well, Teresa, I'm going to depend on you. Send me an email, and I'm going to confirm the 5th, and then I'm going to try to get Richard. You agree to be on this meeting, right?
I'll try to do it.
I do not see anything on the 5th.
Okay.
You might ask Jesus if he can come.
Well, he's always available because I have carte blanche right there with him.
Have you ever hosted
just
a
call
Zoom?
Him up.
Yes, I've hosted a few. In fact, if you remember, Teresa, that's how we interviewed the candidates for the GM position year before last.
I'm on the board.
Okay. Well, Richard, you weren't in that MSR. Okay, that's how. Yes. To answer your question, I'm very adept to. I also have a free conference call account as well, so we can do either one, brother.
Well,
let me know what happens, guys, and I'll talk to y'all later.
I'll call you back. Now, Deb Sarko had an option of either holding a SLSB meeting next Wednesday or that anti-racism workshop. You haven't.
Teresa, why don't you hang up and call me directly because there's too much noise on this line.
Okay, I'll do that.
Call me directly. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.